Well, fresh off of our Super Bowl victory, we're launching into a bid for the NCAA Final Four basketball tournament, which is certainly, along with the Super Bowl, one of the, if not the most watched athletic events anywhere in this country and almost in the world. So it's a very exciting opportunity, and we're really grateful to the four co-chairs of the host committee who are here today, who are willing to shoulder the responsibility. And special kudos to Michelle Kellum-Helgen, who is coming up with these things one at a time. I don't know if we can keep up with all these events here, but it's going to be the stadium is going to be a hub for really tremendous activity that's going to bring national and international attention to our state, and to, you know, it's going to really pay off. I'm quite confident. So, and trivia quiz: anybody know how many Final Fours we've held previously in Minneapolis? Three. I Googled it. But according to the NCAA, 2001 and 1992, both of which were won by Duke, and then 1951, Kentucky, it was Adolph Rupp as the coach, so legendary coach. So as the resident sports fanatic in this building, I do all my own research on important subjects like that. So first we have David Mortensen, the president and CEO of Mortensen Construction Company, and also the builder of the stadium. So if anybody makes sure that things are all ready for the Final Four, it would be David.
The governor alluded to, now that Marilyn and Doug and Richard have brought the Super Bowl here, the pressure is really on. But we are one of eight cities now that have been made it to the shortlist. We've submitted our first round application. We are competing for the potential of hosting the Final Four in either 2019 or 2020. The NCAA in November will pick four cities for 2017, 18, 19, and 20. Obviously, with the Super Bowl here in 2018, we're not going to be able to host in 17 or 18. But because the Final Four selection also comes with hosting the region the year before, if we host in 2019, we'll be hosting the region in 2018. If we host in 2020, we'll be hosting the regional games in 2019. But what's really exciting is I think there are really four attributes that make the metropolitan area a great place to host a Final Four. And really, it starts with the stadium. We would not be submitting this application if we didn't have this brand new, state-of-the-art, one-of-a-kind facility. And thanks to the governor and others who had the long-term vision and the determination and passion to make that investment, and they made that investment because they knew there would be an economic benefit. And you know what that is for the Super Bowl. The economic benefit that we expect for the Final Four ranges anywhere from about $70 million to $200 million in economic benefit over that short time period. And the stadium was specifically designed to host a Final Four. There are auxiliary locker rooms, so four teams can be in the locker room at the same time. They've got amenities for the NCAA, staff, event, and hospitality. The technology, Wi-Fi, and DAS systems will be the state-of-the-art in the facility, compared second to none anywhere else in the country. And when you think about what it takes to actually bring these pieces, obviously the stadium's one. The second is the University of Minnesota. It actually makes our bid somewhat unique because not every city actually has a Division I world-class institution right there in the city. And our application actually gets submitted through the University of Minnesota. So we talked about the sports stadium, the University of Minnesota, and then just this metro area, and the fact that we've got such fabulous infrastructure and such amazing amenities is going to make our opportunity really attractive. And this combination of civic engagement and corporate partnership And this public-private partnership is the same thing that brought the Super Bowl here. It's the same thing that's going to bring the Final Four to Minneapolis. And we couldn't be more pleased to be part of leading that charge. And with that, my partner and co-chair, CEO and president of Health Partners, Mary Brainerd.
As you can tell, we are incredibly excited about this opportunity. It's just a terrific chance for us to showcase the wonderful state and region that we come from. So by hosting global events like the Super Bowl and the NCAA Final Four games, we really are looking forward to putting our region on a national and international stage. Now, I'm going to assume pretty much everybody's had a chance to fill out an NCAA March Madness bracket. It's the opportunity to involve all those incredible fans all over the country and in many cases across the world. But beyond that terrific championship game, there's some really terrific things that will be going on. The NCAA Final Four is beyond a game. It's about engaging and welcoming fans and visitors and offering a lot of very exciting events and activities. Hosting the NCAA Final Four brings with it events that range all the way from Bracket Town, Tip-Off Tailgate, Final Four Lane, and most recently, the addition of the March Madness Music Festival. The NCAA Final Four will have many, many opportunities for fans and visitors to be involved in all the fun and festivities that just go on in the community outside the basketball court. We're very well equipped here to handle the responsibilities that come with hosting the games. We're well connected and easy to navigate city, from Metro Light Rail Transit to our 8 miles of downtown skyways. We also have bragging rights to call Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport the number one airport named by Travel and Leisure. Our hospitality industry is incredibly robust. We offer more than half the required hotel rooms in downtown with additional choices along Metro Blue and Green lines. Bringing the NCAA to Minnesota during the time when there's kind of a lull in the tourism action is also economically very helpful to our businesses. We know from the experience here in putting together a successful Super Bowl bid that it takes energy, effort, and strategic collaboration of our community and business leadership to be successful. And we know we have that. It will be a team effort from start to finish. Our current timeline will have us leading a site visit in the fall, with the NCAA making its final decision in early November. We're looking forward to that, and we're hoping to be very successful for Minnesota. I now have the pleasure of turning the podium over to Lindsay Whalen, and as Trent Tucker said, he thinks of her as the most celebrated basketball player ever from Minnesota.
Thank you. Thank you, Mary, and thank you to the governor for inviting me to be part of this great committee. I've gotten to experience, a lot of years firsthand just what a great sports community we have here and great fan support, and I think just a Final Four here would just be tremendous for our community and for our state, and just like I said, I'm happy to be a part of this great committee. It's my honor to introduce Trent Tucker.
Thanks, Lindsay. Thanks to the governor and the rest of the chair that I'll be working with. You know, for me, it's a unique opportunity to be a part of the game from a different standpoint as a collegian and a professional basketball player. And I'm looking forward to working with my co-chairs, you know, to make sure that we bring, you know, the greatest Final Four in the history of the NCAA to Minneapolis. And someone might ask, why Minneapolis? I'm going to say, why not? When you look at what we have to offer as a city, I think we're second to none. And we talk about having a major university that sits in the heart of the city. I don't think any other city can compare to that. So I think our time is now. I think we have a unique opportunity, you know, to put on a special event. And I think at the end of the day, the NCAA would be happy that they chose Minneapolis for 2019. Thanks a lot.
I'd just like to take a moment to introduce the other folks that are up here that are part of our steering committee. you know, the authority really works with different groups on all these events. In this case, as David Mortensen mentioned, it's the University of Minnesota that actually is the host of this great event. And the university has been involved with us every step of the way. And Andrew Parrish is here from the university, and we really appreciate that. And then, of course, the other group that's always there and always working hard alongside of us and in many cases taking the lead is Meet Minneapolis. And today we have Rob Moore, who's the not only CEO of the Timberwolves, but also is the chair of Meet Minneapolis board, and we sure appreciate all his help. And Scott Romaine, who's with Meet Minneapolis, is also here with us as well. So, you know, from our perspective with the authority, these events are what the stadium was built for, bringing all the economic activity to the state of Minnesota. And it's really exciting to see these things come together. And I will say, people, the reaction already that we're getting as we become finalists for these events, it's very obvious that people are acknowledging the fact that we now have a stadium that's allowing us again to compete for these great events, which Minnesota already has done in the past. Unfortunately, we needed to upgrade our facility to be able to be competitive, and so now we're seeing kind of the fruits of that labor. So I just am really appreciative to the legislature and for the governor for giving us the opportunity to kind of get back to be able to host these sorts of economic drivers for the state. So it's all good. Thank you.